Lifetime Kona resident and canoe paddler Jerome Kanuha has created the new canoe race for two reasons. The first is practical.
It's a long-distance canoe race from Waikoloa to Keoho Bay. Paddlers have to qualify for Molokai Channel, so they have to do a race more than 25 miles and do changes.
Kanuha said Hawaii Island paddlers usually go to other islands to find qualifying races. Once Kanuha started thinking about creating this 32-mile race, he decided to use it to support a trail that was part of his growing up life.
The trail, Alakahakai, it's so significant for the Hawaiians and kings and queens that walked it, and it connects 200 ahupua'a. It actually goes around the whole island. I walked the trail when I was 12 years old with a bunch of my cousins. We surfed it from Puako, and we walked all the way with a bag of salt, a couple of bags of poi, some water, and some tronet with our surfboards, and we walked all the way back to Makaeo, to the end of the runway. It took a week, and we surfed all the surf spots. That's 50 years ago. I understand how important it is. The mana, the footsteps I walked on was from my kupuna.
The 175-mile Alakahakai Trail became part of the National Park System 17 years ago. Kanuha says funding to preserve and restore it comes from the federal government. But with future funding for parks uncertain, donations and entry fees from Saturday's canoe race will help support the project. Everybody is invited to come to Keoho Canoe Club at Keoho Bay this Saturday from noon on to watch the canoes come in and learn more about the Alakahakai Trail from the National Park Service. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.